7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Rumpf! Yes, hello. Hello once again. I realize you might not know what you're listening to. That's cool. Because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, and I found a thing that beeps. It's beepy beep time. It's my little kitchen timer. It's ticking away. So Dubious Goals Committee? That's happening now. Whether I like it or not, I don't get to decide when the show starts. The show starts at 19:30 UTC, regardless of what condition I'm in. And let me tell you, I'm at war still, again, continually. What war am I talking about? Well, regular committee members are perfectly well aware that once again I'm doing massive battle with my doctors. And I'm not having a good day because I needed a prescription refill. What is today? Sunday or whatever. And I called it in on Friday. They decided not to do anything about it. And I guess they thought that they would just let me suffer all weekend. So I put some other crap into motion. I went into annoying customer mode and put in a couple of orders for the prescription at the pharmacy. This freaks the computer out. They put me onto a person. The person says, yeah, we're still waiting. And I said, okay. So I call the doctor's office, which nobody is there. But they give you the phone option to press 1 to talk to, you know, the emergency standby nurse on duty, who is probably not on site and also doesn't have any clue as to what's going on. So I talked to her, and, you know, she's just there to put out fires. Okay, that's her job. I don't mean literal fires, you know what I mean. So she doesn't have to do any consultations. She doesn't have to do jack. She just says, okay, click it, click it, click it. I'll put that prescription in. I went, what? Just like that? She's like, yeah, it's at the pharmacy. You want this pharmacy over here? Like, yeah. So I don't know what's happening. I guess I'm waiting for the pharmacy to call me. And, yeah. So I'm up really early this morning. I woke up early. Everything sucked. It literally took me 2 hours to get off the floor. I woke up. And see, I'm being smart now. What I'm doing is I'm putting all my pills right next to me where I sleep, so that when I wake up, I do not have to get up or stand up or sit up or do anything. So I took all my pills laying down. Couldn't really move for about an hour, but then I'm sitting there trying to crawl around. Oh my God. It's good tea though. What am I drinking? I don't remember. You know, I think I'm drinking that high-class green tea still. I probably should make some more. Or get some new leaf, I mean, really. So maybe I'll drink something different later. I don't know. Maybe some High Mountain Oolong. Maybe some, Chaguanyin. Hell, maybe even some Dahong Pao. I haven't had Dahong Pao in a while. Tea is so good. Oh, and I just remembered what I'm supposed to do today. We're supposed to do some synth today, aren't we? Oh, here's my cat shredding the carpet. What are you doing, Pippa? She's not doing the bus stop. What's she doing? She's just watching the TV. Yeah, we're waiting for games, Dinkus. I don't know if there's any games on today. I looked at the schedule. I didn't see any. Do I not have any games today? I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, yesterday we were doing some synth stuff here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And the batteries died on my pocket operator. And so I said, oh, I better recharge these. So I did. I threw them in the charger at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. By midnight, they still weren't recharged. Or 1 a.m. even. Hell, they weren't even recharged by 2. It doesn't take that long. Pippa, don't play with those power cables. If you chew on a power cable, you're going to regret it. And so, I don't know what happened, but I did make it back over to the battery charger. I fiddled with it. I made sure the batteries were seated in there properly, and I did a bunch of stuff. And now I'm looking over there. And the green light is on. Hey, what are you doing? Don't play with those cables. There's nothing for kitties here. This is a no kitty interest zone. You don't need to be over in the synthesizer cables. Okay, you want to sit on the laptop? That's fine. But if you try to chew on stuff, you know what you're getting. You're getting the thing. Yeah, try to act nonchalant. So yeah, I guess the batteries eventually got recharged, but they're 5 meters away. It's gonna take me a while to get those batteries. It's gonna take 5 or 10 minutes. Oh, it's not gonna take 10 minutes. It's gonna take 3 to 5 minutes for me to crawl that far. So we need to stall for time, right? So what do we do? Oh, I know. Let's check in with the Autonomous Kami Republic.
The Autonomous Kami Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Oh, Banana.
Oh, banana. Okay, that song you heard was Interzone by Lotus. And yeah, there's a lot of songs out there with the title Interzone. It's a very popular title for songs, probably only second to I Want You. That's someday. Someday we're going to have an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee where all I do is play songs titled I Want You. But that's not happening today. Why? Because we've got to do some synth stuff. And yes, I did manage to crawl over to the battery charger and back, and I have installed the batteries in the pocket operator. And then I remembered, well, it's not that I remembered so much as that I realized that I forgot what the hell we were doing. Why did I need to do this? Why did I need to recharge the batteries? What the hell were we doing yesterday? I don't remember. Because also last night I started screwing around with the junk synthesizers. And when I say the junk synthesizers, I don't mean that in a bad way. They are not junk. I'm talking about the bleep drum and the bit collider. They're not junk. They're just... They're noise-oriented, you know, and not, you know... I gotta move down here. And not, you know, like... concert instruments or whatever. What? I guess we need to plug some stuff in and have a listen. And all I can hear is my teapot howling. Okay, this is on. Why does this not work? Oh, yeah. Turn on the mixer tub. Duh. And... okay, we got drums. Everything looks like it's hooked up. Let's turn on the bit collider. What I've done here is I put a little drum beat in the bleep drum, and it's gonna clock the bit collider. But we're gonna turn the bit collider on first to hear its weirdness. I will then dial it in. And then we'll hit go on the drum machine and see what happens. And it sounds like this. Oh, yeah. Sounds like broken radios. Doing anything. I'm not pushing any buttons. I'm not triggering anything. I'm not playing a keyboard. This is generative. It's just playing itself. Let's speed it up. Thank you. Boom. And so, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so I did manage to get the batteries out of the battery charger. I have put them in the pocket operator. I am the calculator with my pocket operator. And it's got drums. And what are we even doing? Oh, yeah. We've got this hooked up to Florian, and Florian's ready to clock. Let's hit play. Exciting. That doesn't even seem like it's synced up, but it... ow. Okay, I think I did it right. What we were doing was, of course, delay stuff. So, let's go to the delay. There we go. And now let's try it. Yeah, that drum beat just doesn't work, does it? Yeah, no, it doesn't. We need to reprogram some drums here, don't we? Yeah, we do. Maybe if we just, it'll be easier if we do it while it plays. So I'm gonna back that off. We're gonna go into write mode or edit mode here. Okay. I'm not impressed with my own work. So let's put in some... is this a bass and not? Yeah, what were we doing yesterday that we needed this to happen? Am I overly medicated? This doesn't sound so great, and I don't even remember what it was that I wanted to do. We were hooking up drums, and for what? I don't even remember. I don't remember what the hell I was gonna do. Let's just use one of the half beat that we got and try this. This still isn't working for me. This is not working for me for a number of reasons. I don't remember what it was I was trying to do. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, the other thing is, one of the problems we're having here is that the delay echoes are not falling on the beat. And there's a reason for that. It's because nothing is synced up. The effects are not in the synthesizer. This is an external effects processor. And the only way we could sync this up would be MIDI. But I can't just drop MIDI from the processor into Florian because, one, Florian... Oh, wait, no, that's not what I meant. God. I can't MIDI out from Florian into the effects processor because the effects processor... the synthesizer, the Florian does not have a MIDI out. It only has a MIDI in. It has a clock out, but that's, you know, standard pulse clock. So... And I can't go from the processor into Florian because, one, Florian doesn't have a MIDI... Florian does have a MIDI in, but the processor does not send out clock. You know, it's not a sequencer. It's not a drum machine. It's not... It's looking for signals. It's not sending out signals. So in order for me to get MIDI synced up with Florian and all that, I would have to get a separate sequencer, a MIDI sequencer, and use it as a master. Then clock... Then I'd have to get a MIDI... A thing is not working, happening. So... Let's mess around with something. I got something else I need to show you that I was fooling around with. The effects processor. Here's a weird one. Okay, here's Florian by itself. Then I got this 12 voice pitch shifter. I could make chords. Suddenly, my monophonic synthesizer is pseudo-polyphonic, but that's not what I wanted to show you. The effects processor also has a crazy multi-tap thing that makes arpeggios. It's not technically an arpeggiator, and we've heard this effect with guitars and stuff, but here's what it sounds like. Oops. Here's what it sounds like with Florian. Okay, here's the sequence by itself. Pretty boring. Now, let's hit the effects processor. Yay! Pretty wild, huh? Let us now sync up the drums, see what happens. So, does that work for anything? It sounds neat. We also have this. This is Florian into the effects processor, set for reversing the sound and pitch shifting it down an octave. It's kind of weird. Go back to the arpeggiator. Oh, Oh, whatever. Dorky. Let's add bass. Okay, things are getting ridiculous, and so I'm ending it. You've been listening to the Dubious Synth Committee, a show where I don't remember what the hell I was going to do because I'm so heavily medicated because I'm in a great deal of pain, and I'll probably have to, I don't know, smash my head against the wall, but tune in tomorrow at 1930 UTC for more. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.